Gordon. Tell us, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we going?
Do you know you do so many crosses from that that room, you could start charging Fox or at least the taxman rent. I mean, honestly, it is your now. It is your place. That wallpaper should be being paid for by the Australian taxpayer.
It probably was at the time.
Mate, I love Gordy, but we haven't been together all year. We used to work Sundays together. The poor bastard can't come down to Sydney, so I miss working with you, mate.
Yeah, same here, Dan. It's sort of been a real unusual year, and believe it or not, I really enjoyed, like, at times jumping on the planes all the time. You get really tired, but, you know, you just find it strange not going and catching up with the mates and going to the game live. You just realise how much you miss the game.
Yeah.
Hey, Gordy, we need to know about this black card. Is it true, the Macca's card?
Yeah. It's not black. It's actually maroon. It is a Macca's gold card, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yes, I do have a McDonald's gold card. But it wasn't just sent to me. It was because I do a fair bit of work for Ronald McDonald House.
Uh-huh.
So we raise a bit of money. So it's not just here because you're Gordon Tallis. It's
right.
Pretty much working for the charity. And we've raised a hell of a lot of money for all those sick kids. So there is some lurks and perks that go on the side.
Waistline. And that's great, but that's for that reason, Gordy. But we were fascinated with the idea that the gold card exists. So can you just walk up to any McDonald's in Queensland or Australia and say, load me up?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look, there is a limit. I couldn't take 30 guys there, but it's strange because my two older boys, they're 15 and 16, and everybody's got a credit card these days. Everybody lives in debt. They're not impressed with the credit card and the limit. They're impressed with this Macca's card.
Yeah.
So Dad's got a Macca's gold card. So, yeah, but,
hey,
but it is good fun. And, yes, I do use it probably 3 or 4 times a week.
As you should. Hey, well, you don't look like it. You look fit, actually, brother.
No, I'm sitting 3 metres away from the camera here, Dan.
Yeah, you got good lighting. You've obviously got the light straight over your head pointing
down. Yeah, I got
downward.
The window open. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Gordy, forever and ever you'll be a Clive Churchill medalist. I just think that is unbelievable. A, to grow up as a kid wanting to win a grand final, you do that. And then to be the best on
Steal
the field.
Tony Carroll.
Well, particularly when Tony Carroll was the best player in that game. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I knew it was coming. Do you know what? I don't want to bag the people who select it because they were always the Australian selectors, but I thought when Brett Camorley won it, Tara Nicker was the best player, Andrew Johns won it, I thought Ben Kennedy was fantastic.
He was.
Brad McKay won it in a losing grand final, and I thought that Kevvy Walters was the best player on the park that day. Who won it when I think Royce Simmons, Bradley Clyde, when they should have given it to Royce Simmons?
Yeah. Or Greg Alexander, Brandy. Anyway,
Brandy,
yeah, but you're right. It is subjective. And Gordy was great that day. But we always have fun because Tony Carroll did some brilliant things. But
absolutely.
Tony
tells me every day too.
Where is the Clive Churchill Medal?
It's in one of the drawers.
Gordy,
not big on hand. But you know, I did try the grand final rings on for the first time the other day because. I've put on so much weight when I retired, I couldn't believe that you put weight on in your fingers. I've even gone up a shoe size.
Yeah.
That's how much weight I've put on. I've gone up a shoe size. So I had to get the rings recut, and I think I'm at that age now where I think it's okay if you went to a grand final that you could wear a grand final ring. I thought it would have been a bit of rubbing it in your face early, but now I've been retired for 17 or 18 years. I think it's time to don them.
No, I think it's – firstly, I didn't know you had a grand final ring. I thought it was medals during the Gordy days. But you're right. When we go and do those outside broadcasts and Steve Jackson walks up and he's got a ring on or Jamie South, it's like I'm not comparing Anzac Day to the grand final. Everyone, Anzac Days are much more important. But it is like, you know, people brandish their Anzac medals on that day.
Yep.
I think they should do that every day, by the way. But I think you should be telling, you know, I think if you've served this country, you should be – you know, it should be one of those things. But apparently people get rolled and, you know, it actually becomes a dangerous exercise. But, Gordy, I didn't know you had a ring. I thought they handed out medals in 98 and 2000.
I reckon in Super League we didn't get one. But the ARL probably started them in 97 because all those Newcastle boys got a ring in. And 98 was our first premiership when it come back together. And we got a ring that year in 2000. So I've got a couple. And the Hall of Fame ring, that's actually really nice as well. So that's that looks like an ice skating ring, the Hall of Fame ring. So they probably won't come on, but the grand final rings for sure.
Hey, Gordy, I've gone through the Clive Churchill medal winners and pretty much all of them had played in a grand final before. And you'd played in that Super League grand final in 1997. Do you think it's a huge gift having been there before, and therefore should the punters be looking again to a player who has already played in a grand final?
Yeah, look, no doubt if you've been there before, you know how to, I think, prepare. When I talk about my grand finals, I always say the first one I played in was 93 for the Dragons.
Mm.
And I remember Tina Turner there. I remember all the things that were happening around the game. Mm. I didn't really focus on the game. The other grand finals I ever played in, I could not tell you who was there, what was happening, who was the halftime entertainment, full-time entertainment. I don't know, because I was so focused on the game. So you got to learn on the run. I think the first time they tell you to enjoy it, but I remember what I had for breakfast the first time.
Yeah.
You know, in the second and third one, when you're sitting there, you don't eat. And I just knew that the prize was, you know, doing a lap of honour, you know, doing that extra 400-metre walk.
I've got a question for Gordy as we say farewell. And Gordy, thank you for joining us, by the way, Gordy.
Can we, right, anytime,
can we sort him out? I know he's got an affiliation with another bookmaker.
Yeah, yeah, he'll be sorted.
We can sort him out.
Yeah.
But please, can you show us the Macca's card? Now, cover up your barcode or whatever it is, but can we actually want to see what a Macca's...
Can I walk away from the screen for a second?
Of course you can. Of course, this is a podcast.
Right, I'll go grab.
Okay. There he is, Gordon Tallis. One of the greats.
Is that his professional backdrop, is it?
It is. Every time he does the Matty John show.
Yeah.
And I think that's fresh wallpaper. I think it was a plain wall. And then all of a sudden, the wallpaper kept showing up. By the way,
here he is.
You know...
That was quick.
There it is!
Yeah. Oh, how good's that?
It's good to be the king.
Hey, Gordy, I'll tell you, as you should have a card.
Really important, too.
Yeah, don't take the number away. Jesus, that's when people can start to rip
that
you off.
Medicare.
I tell you, Gordy, who needs a gold card, it's yours truly. My car, when it sees those golden arches, puts the blinkers on itself. It's been there that many times.
But how good is it?
Oh, it's great.
You can't beat a McDonald's.
What's your go-to meal?
I'm a quarter pounder meal deal, large, with a Coke Zero because you need that balance.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if I'm really hungry, you get the nuggets with the sweet and sour sauce on the side.
Do you ever put the chips on the quarter pounder?
Sometimes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How good. That's a go-to. And I've only just turned to eating the pickles. I always used to pull the pickles off.
Oh, the pickles are the best part.
Dan, come on, mate. I'm a little simple kid from town.
Do you know why the pickles are on there?
I bet it's to do with it. Otherwise, it'd be called confectionery if there wasn't.
Yeah, it needs to be a salad. You know, the Big Mac, you don't need it because it's got the lettuce and stuff on it.
Well, that's why the Big Mac.
Wow.
That's why the Big Mac has sesames on the bread. Otherwise, the bread would be considered confectionery.
There's so much sugar in it.
All right, Gordy, we love you, brother. I hope I get to see you before the end of the year.
Thanks, mate.
All right,
see you, boys.
See you, Gordy.